time, if you remember, part of President Trump's plan to lower health care costs in the U.S. and drug prices is to import the drugs from Canada, where they are actually lower priced. Now we're getting some pushback from some of the healthcare groups in the Canada. To get the latest on this, we welcome Alex Roth, Bloomberg government healthcare reporter. So, Alex, what's going on in Canada as we get closer to that Trump plan to begin importing some drugs from Canada?
Well, pharmacy groups and, doctors groups are really kind of urging Trudeau's government, as they form a new government, to take, I guess, more decisive action to be more forward on this, to sort of protect their own drug supply. You know, they're really nervous about the idea of allowing, you know, states as big as Florida to tap into the Canadian drug supply because, you know, the population of any big major state is pretty comparable to that of Canada.
So where are we in the process here in terms of some of this policy?
Well, Florida is essentially said for a while it's on the cusp of getting approval. They've been working with the federal government to, you know, they put in a plan. They're waiting essentially for the green light to get this going. And then where that goes from there is kind of complicated. They have to work some deals out with Canadian distributors. They sort of have to basically tap into the pipeline, you know, getting bulk or wholesale access here. It's going to be tricky to make these kind of connections.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Apidra Insulin off of a Vancouver online service for $47.99 for one vial, 100 whatever it is per milliliter. What is that price in America? I mean, if it's $47.99 out of an online in Canada, how much is it in America?
Well, I'm not staring at that now, but for the most part, things like insulin are going to be much cheaper there. People who live on the border have been doing this for
years. Or why are they more expensive here? I mean, I get it with, you know, like Zimbabwe. But come on, the Canucks play in Vancouver. You know, the Blackhawks play in Chicago. Why is the insulin priced differently?
Well, essentially, because they have a system in which there's singular payers or it's a more focused system. We have a very wide distributed. Your employer pays a lot for your medicine.
Alex,
everyone's do that around. So drug makers essentially can name their own prices here in the U.S., and it causes prices to rise.
Alex, this is baloney. At Thanksgiving dinner, there is no other topic around the table that gets grandpa going like this issue. The president wants to cut our drug prices, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Besides the lobbyists, who are against this?
Well, I mean, Canada is very nervous about the idea of allowing us to import their medicines because, I mean, they put this alone. If Florida alone goes through with its plan to allow importation, it could siphon off a huge section of their drug supply. They would see shortages
in that
country.
Wouldn't supply come on?
No, because their distributors only have so much bulk to give out. I mean, they're basically designed to help Canadians, but, you know, if you're a Canadian distributor, you might be able to get a slightly better deal from some pharmacy works in Florida. So it might be more profitable
But on a microeconomic basis, if Florida goes after Canada distribution, supply of the unit product just goes through Canada. It moves from the U.S. to Canada, right?
Manufacturer and distribution system for pharmaceuticals, it's a little hazier than that. It's not if they're just going to suddenly order more and go through the system. You know, the drugs are cheaper there largely because they have a finite group of, you're only giving it to Canada. They only pay so much because there's a set of controls there and, a system set up to make it cheaper. This is tapping into the Canadian system, as they have put out, would kind of ruin the system for them. But that's part of Trump's vision is to say, you know, the international world is leaching off of what we pay.
Alex, we're thrilled you're with our show, Bloomberg Cynical. But is it that their system's cheaper or is it that our system's more expensive?
Our system is more expensive because theirs is, or theirs is cheaper because ours is more expensive. We're largely undisputed fact. We subsidize the world in the innovative and the production of medicine. We pay the most so that others can pay less and so we can have innovative medicines, essentially because for a long time we could afford that and because that's how the system is set up. If the U.S. didn't pay more, you couldn't get cheaper drugs in Canada. It's kind of how the system works. So if we do tap into the international markets, and this is central to Trump's vision of the world, we're not going to subsidize the world on defense or medicine or anything else. We have to, break the system down. But, you know, if you're Canada,
I,
why would you want to go?
We got to have you back on because I tell you, folks, yeah, there's no other topic that gets pumped up as well. All I know is in his wonderful, wonderful Bloomberg government essay, every quote is from a lobbyist. I mean, it's like lobbyist central.
Yeah.
I mean, without making a judgment.
Crazy issue of drug pricing. I have no idea it works. I didn't know that we subsidize drug pricing for other countries.
Alex, thank you so much. Yep. We'll do this again. Alex Ruloff, beaten to death there on microeconomics.